Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon this evening is the gospel lesson, especially verse 12. Again, Jesus spoke to them saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Well, it is true. We live in a dark world. It is full of confusion, mistaken beliefs, and a lack of belief in what is true and good. People guess as to the nature of God, and they go one extreme or the other. They figure either that God is completely angry with sin, and that's the sum total of it all, or that he does not see anything wrong with any part of their life. Darkness and blindness in the Bible are used as physical realities that point to a darkness within the soul. We as a human race have wandered into hatred, lawlessness, immorality, being curved in on ourselves, all for me, and disregard for anyone else. We need the light of God. We need the love of God. And Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." And as he says this, he brings the name of God into what he said. It is the eternal name of God, so there is something of the eternal and unchanging character to the light and the truth that comes from him to us. Again, we need that. We live in an age of constantly changing truths. We need the eternal because without the eternal, we are without an anchor, driven anywhere and everywhere by the constantly changing mood of the times. So from his eternal truth, God sent prophets to bring his word. And they came with both law and gospel, speaking the hard truths and inviting every human being to come into his light and the forgiveness of his grace and mercy. All through the times of the Old Testament, he spoke by the prophets. But we need more. We need more than truth-revealing light. We need the light itself, or rather, we need the light himself. And the Apostle John starts his gospel by saying, well, verse 5, "In him was life, and that life was the light of men." And then in verse 9, "The true light was coming into the world." And this is different. Jesus doesn't just bring light. He is the light. And there is something eternal in that light. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact representation of his nature. That's from the letter to the Hebrews. We need him to be our light. And Jesus comes and says, "I am the light of the world." And that is the basic truth. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, and that is what we proclaim. Different again from saying that he comes to bring light to the world, which of course he does. But there is more. It's more than saying that Jesus' teachings reveal truth and bring light, which they do. Or saying that Jesus reveals God, which he does. or saying that the light of his teaching shines in our hearts, which it does. Jesus brings us the truth, and the heart of the truth is Jesus himself. It is his own work of salvation. By the cross, Jesus reveals to us the true nature, the true heart of God. By rising on the third day, Jesus reveals the life that is in God. But again, Jesus doesn't just bring light and life. He is light. He is life. Jesus says, I am the light of the world, and there is a personal aspect to that. You see, we are used to talking about Jesus being the incarnate Word. He is the Word with hands and feet. He is the living Word lying in the manger. He is the living Word out in the wilderness fasting and praying. He is the living Word sitting at the table with the disciples, and the living Word kneeling in Gethsemane, the living Word dying on the cross, and the living Word coming out of the tomb. In the same way, Jesus is the living light. He is the light with hands and feet. He is the living light giving sight to the blind. Well, our text is John chapter 8. It is John chapter 9 where Jesus healed the man born blind. And Jesus is the living light going right into the heart of the 3 hours of darkness on Good Friday. Because we need the one who is light coming into our darkness. We need the one who is light to come to where we are separated from the light, both outwardly and deep within the soul. Because of that, Jesus is the light that enlightens my soul when I am in doubt, struggling with faith. He is the light that enlightens my path when I am not sure which path to take, what to do. He is the one who enlightens my life when I am in sin. He went to that darkness. And there in that darkness, he prayed for me. He gives eternal truths, the path that leads to eternal life and eternal forgiveness. He calls me to belong to him and follow him and walk with him. And he gives the promise that that walking with him is through eternity. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. The full quote of that verse is, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So here it is, bottom line. Without Jesus, we would be in darkness. We would be sitting ducks for one after another passing belief that comes along. In Jesus, we have the light that calls us to those eternally lasting truths of God. And we as Christians, well, we don't just have the words of Jesus, do we? Jesus is not simply a great teacher or a great thinker from long ago. He is the eternal I am. We have the person Jesus with us, dwelling within, deep within our souls, sometimes very quietly doing his work, but being the light of the soul. He shines within, constantly lights the truth that we are forgiven. He shines out that we are His, bought with a price, the price of His suffering. And He boldly illumines our lives with the truth that we have eternal life as we have Him. He is our anchor, giving promises that are formed in eternity, promises formed before the creation of the world, before the first dust of the universe. In Jesus we have life. In Jesus we have light. And in Jesus we have eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.